Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, clouds on the increase, along with a developing chance for some rain, especially toward this evening. We'll have a high in the low 60s. Right now in Kenosha, it is 57 degrees, 58 in Burlington, 52 Milwaukee, and 58 degrees in Racine. Just one of the residents in the area identified as the site for the next Foxconn campus spoke at last night's village board meeting, although a handful of residents were in the audience. Pat Peterson lives on Brown Road, now knows that her home is in the area, designated for phase two, but that hasn't relieved the anxiety, she said, that she and her husband are feeling about the possibility of selling their land. Village President Dave DeGroot saying everybody now relieved to finally be able to publicly talk about this project, and it's going to help the village.
Mount Pleasant is growing up, and it's going to grow up fast. And it provides all kinds of opportunity, and it's going to provide challenge as well. And your board is doing their level best to stay out in front in terms of us now being able to finally get information out.
He said the board has also worked to make sure that safeguards are in place for taxpayers. Trustee Gary Feast noting the last line in the Pledge of Allegiance promises justice for all, says that's what he wants for all the residents affected by Foxconn. There's an open house coming up tomorrow at the Mount Pleasant Hall beginning at 4:30 on the project. There'll be a number of displays and a number of officials on hand to answer questions. Ahead of last night's regular business meeting, the Mount Pleasant Village Board had a work session on the proposed budget for next year. The trustee is learning, as per usual, state numbers on revenue and valuation will play a sizable role in determining the tax bills that come in December. Right now, the proposed tax rate would be $7.29 per thousand assessed valuation, compared to $7.84 with the current budget year. The Foxconn project really won't impact in 2018. After that will be another story. The village board to get back to work on the 2018 budget next week. The proposed 2018 budget from Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave to be presented to the county board at the start of tonight's 6:30 meeting at Eyes Grove. He'll offer about 20 minutes worth of comments on the county's finances, past, present, and future. He'll also likely touch on the upcoming construction of the S.C. Johnson Aquatic Center at Pritchard Park, where little red flags now dot the landscape ahead of the official groundbreaking. Also, the most recent announcement, of course, about Foxconn, but many other components to the county budget that Delagrave will also reference: public safety, human services, public works, to name a few. And on the agenda for the county board tonight, a resolution that asks the city of Racine to eliminate the current resident, non-resident fee for the 5th Street boat launch, the only countywide access to Lake Michigan. Racine County is one of two areas chosen as the first future regions by the Local Government Institute of Wisconsin. WRJN's Janet Hoff says this helps communities address long-term issues through, among other things, intergovernmental collaboration.
The Future Regions Initiative was launched in early 2017 to promote intergovernmental collaboration, broad community engagement, accountability, and strategic foresight as a means to conquer communities' thorniest long-term challenges. Racine County and multiple units of local governments within the county submitted a winning application to look at the long-term future of economic development. In a statement, Jenny Trick, the executive director of the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, says with the announcement that Foxconn has chosen Racine County as the location for its manufacturing campus, Racine County is poised for considerable growth. The Future Regions Initiative is a three-year effort that intends to fund up to 9 regional planning processes. LGI will underwrite up to 50% of the project cost. The participating communities are expected to contribute the rest. The other community chosen was the Chippewa Valley region. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Burlington-based Rexcon LLC has been sold to Tennessee-based industrial conglomerate Aztec Industries for $26 million. Rexcon manufactures stationary and portable central mix and ready-mix concrete batch plants, concrete mixers, and paving equipment. The company will continue operating as a subsidiary of Aztec in the same location with the same 70 employees. BizTime says Aztec is a world leader in asphalt plant production equipment. It was back in March that Kenosha Alderman Scott Gordon had been facing some health-related issues. He announced he would not be seeking re-election in the spring of next year. Well, his health has improved, apparently. He's dropped some weight and he's changed his mind, posting on his Facebook page that after, quote, many weeks of talking with my constituents, as well as family members and close friends, I have decided that I will seek re-election to a fourth term as alderman of the 11th District. And the Board of Education for Westosha Central in Kenosha County needs a new member from the town of Brighton after the resignation of Charlene Brandis, who retired then moved out of state for family reasons. Brandis served 16 years on the school board. Her spot, per district policy, has to be filled by a resident within Brighton Grade School's district boundaries. October 30th, the deadline to formally apply for that. Person chosen will fill the seat through next April and then have the chance to run for the remaining 1 year of the term, which will then expire in 2019. 19-year-old Plays Anderson, who lists the Milwaukee address, a familiar face at the Racine County Jail of late, charged Monday with carrying a concealed weapon, resisting, and 4 counts of bail jumping. Last Sunday, Anderson was recognized by a police officer at a Racine Street Bar parking lot as having an active warrant. He was detained, his vehicle searched. Criminal complaint says a 9mm handgun and extended ammunition magazine were found under the driver's seat. All this after Anderson had been charged about a month earlier with 4 counts of felony manufacture and delivery of cocaine and 4 counts of bail jumping, a series of controlled buys, in a police investigation. Before all that, Anderson had been charged in June for manufacture possession of marijuana and with intent to deliver. He's going to be back in court next week. A former Kenosha County jail guard, 30-year-old Jonathan Kwiatkowski, has been sentenced to prison for sexually assaulting 2 female inmates in the work release program. Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Mary Kay Wagner giving him 6 years total in prison, 5 years of extended supervision. Kwiatkowski had pleaded guilty to the charge of third-degree sexual assault and misconduct in public office. He resigned from his position after being charged in April of 2016. The Hidden Creek Condominiums across from the Middlebrook Country Club on Highway MM in Mount Pleasant has a water system that'll play a role in a Racine Water Utility Extension project and which has the support of the City Finance Committee. Water Utility Chief of Operations Mike Gitter said this project would actually create redundancy in the system by supplying water to the vicinity of Northwestern Avenue and Highway MM, where some major road work, take note, will be taking place next year.
We serve water to areas of Racine in that area. The problem is there's a one-way feed that enters a water source into this. So we'd like to build redundancy into the system and hook up to our nearest source of water. And the nearest source of water to this area is the Hidden Creek condo development.
He says an agreement with the ownership of the condos would create an easement to connect the systems.
And build a water main and then have access for maintenance in the future. And in return to the condo system, we would take over the main that circles their complex. So it not only gives us a secondary feed of water into this area, it also does the same thing for the condo development. So it's a win for both sides.
Waterworks Commission supporting the project earlier, the finance panel's backing going to the Common Council for its meeting October the 16th. Kenosha Unified School Board's Personnel and Policy Committee meeting tonight at the Educational Support Center. That includes the situation involving naming rights regarding district buildings and one for specific areas within buildings or on a district site. And a couple of gatherings last night on a still-pending federal issue of immigration held in both Racine and Kenosha. Democratic 1st Congressional District candidate Randy Bryce joined by Arizona Representative Ruben Gallego for a public town hall about the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals or DACA program. Drew a crowd of several dozen to the gymnasium of the Dr. John Bryant Community Center. Meanwhile in Kenosha, it was members of the group's congregations United to Serve Humanity and Racine Interfaith Coalition having their own immigration event at St. John's Lutheran Church. Linda Boyle, who's on the RIC Immigration Task Force, talked about society's general lack of knowledge regarding this issue. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, that's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.